My name is Melanie Crean. I'm an artist, and I'm one of the three artists that directed Mirror Echo Tilt. The project is dedicated to finding new language to represent issues related to incarceration. I was mainly involved with photography and cinematography, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We were very conscious of how we photographed spaces like prisons that were involved in the project that are normally fetishized and have their own vernacular, unfortunately, in film. And more importantly, we were really conscious of how we photographed people within those spaces. One idea that came up a lot was the idea of something called other spaces or third spaces or heterotopia, a place where the everyday rules of society do not apply. So one would think that prisons were precisely the opposite of this, right? But when we were taking over, for example, we shot in the former Fulton Correctional Facility in the Bronx. It had recently been decommissioned and was in the process of being turned into a community center. So it was in this in-between space, and we were allowed to occupy it. We were allowed to have meals in there. When we were filming, one person had their child with them for childcare. We were, you know, there was the sound of children laughing in the hallway. This was a very different way of occupying space. So this idea that the site was also not unlike the bodies that we were featuring in the film, both site and people had harm read onto them and were in the process of going through enormous change. We were inspired by something called magic realism, but we really kind of thought about it, I would say, in a term that I'd like to call suspended realism, where there are elements from the outside, there are signage, there are things that make sure that you know where you are, yet these things are reworked, right? Space and time feel like they're functioning differently. The movement of people is slowed down, the camera's kind of floating, the color palette, the light. So in the end, I think the physicality of the spaces and of the bodies really in the process of transition and their identity in transition is being emphasized.